Perashat Vayetze. Our parasha opens up telling us how Yaakov Abinu departed from Be'er Sheva. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva. Rashi comments on the word Vayetze that the Torah goes out of its way to say that he departed to teach us Yitziat Sadiq Minam Makom Osar Roshim, that when a Sadiq leaves a place, it makes an impression, which means there's a void. As long as the Sadiq is in the town, he's the glory of the town, he's the splendor of the town, he's the light of the town, but when he leaves, all that leaves with him. So the Torah is going out of its way to say Vayetze, he left, which means it was clear that the town wasn't the same at the time of the departure of Yaakov. Hachamim ask, why does Rashi find it necessary to point out this concept of the impression that the Sadiq makes on the city when he leaves by Yaakov Abinu? Was he the first Sadiq to ever leave the city? Avraham traveled many times in his life from city to city. Yitzhak Abinu also traveled from city to city in Israel. Why then does Rashi tell it to us by Yaakov Abinu that when he left, the void was felt? And the Hachamim explained to us that the roles of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov were quite different. Avraham, and as well as Yitzhak, they were involved in missionary work, as we called it, going out to the people, teaching them, giving classes, explaining to them God, the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach. They were very public figures, and therefore it's obvious, it goes without saying, that when Avraham or Yitzhak leaves the city, there's going to be a void. You're going to feel something lacking, you're going to feel something missing. It goes without saying. However, Yaakov was very private. Yaakov sat in the tent, he sat in the yeshiva, he sat in the midrash all day long. He wasn't involved outwardly with the people as his grandfather was. He sat and learned Torah by himself. So you might think that when such a Sadiq leaves the city, so there's no void, because even when he was there, we didn't feel anything. He was in the four walls of the Beit Midrash. You might think, God forbid, he wasn't doing anything for us when he was here. So certainly when he leaves, there is no loss. Nachamim, and Rashi is coming to say specifically by Yaakov, even though you might not have appreciated or realized the Kiddushah that he was imbuing into the community when he was there, even staying in the four walls learning by himself, when he left, the city is not the same. The glory and the splendor and the light of the city is definitely diminished. And it should be pointed out that when Yaakov left, he left behind Sadiqim. Yitzhak was still in the city. Rivka's mother was still in the city. But we cannot compare three Sadiqim in the city and when you have two Sadiqim in the city, which means the Kiddushah was lowered just because you didn't have Yaakov sitting in the yeshiva studying and learning. A great lesson to us. Many times we take for granted the important contribution that rabbinical students have by sitting and learning the Torah V'Hashem. Certainly we're impressed by those students that go out and have a public posture and teach and influence and guide and advise, and they should be commended. But there is something to say also about those students that are still sitting in the four walls of the yeshiva, that they are also creating a great influence and source of blessing to the community around them. And yes, indeed, when they leave, even to move to a different city, New York or Brooklyn or New Jersey or wherever they're departing from, is not the same, even though you didn't know that they were there in the first place. That's the lesson of Rashi, Sheyitziat Sadiq Minam Makom Oseh Roshem.